May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves. You know, you would think by now the disciples would be starting to get it. They have been with Jesus, they have seen him healing all who came. They need to be healed. They have gone out and have received his power. They have healed and cast out demons, just as Jesus himself has. They've just been at a gathering of thousands of people where it turned out 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish filled everybody, left everybody full and satisfied, so much so that 12 baskets of leftovers get collected. They didn't start with 12 baskets, but they finished with 12 baskets. And this is all coming after, you may remember, a few weeks ago we read the reading about how the disciples last tried to cross the Sea of Galilee, and a huge storm blew up, and Jesus woke up as they were afraid the boat was going to sink, and told the wind, just be quiet, and it did. You would think by now, the disciples would be starting to tumble to the fact that Jesus is no ordinary prophet. He's not simply a faith healer. You'd think they would begin to really, really, in their hearts and in their guts, understand that Jesus is the Son of God. But apparently, this has been too much for them to wrap their minds around. Because as they set off across the lake on Jesus' instructions, and I don't know how they thought he was going to catch a later train, but as they set off across the lake and Jesus comes walking across the water, they are terrified. The note that Jesus planned to pass them by is a reference to how God passes Moses by on Mount Sinai, how Elijah encounters God when he passes by. So it's clear that Jesus is giving them a glimpse of who he is, and they don't recognize him. How could they not recognize him? Except that I think it's really hard for most of us to fully grasp and hold on to all the time who we say Jesus is. What it means for us to say Jesus is the Son of God, that he is fully divine as well as fully human. I think it's really, really hard in our human world and looking out at the world the way it is for us to really believe in our heart and in our gut that what we say about Jesus is true. I expect the disciples, having watched the feeding of the 5,000, had probably had a lot of conversations that went like this. Where did that bread come from? I don't know, maybe Thomas got it. What about all that fish? Did he have that much fish? Nah, somebody must have brought it. We do that in modern times. We explain this miracle by explaining how it could have happened. We do that with most of these miracles. It makes it easier for us to get our arms around who Jesus is, because we can understand Jesus as a wise teacher. We can understand him as a model for how we are to live our lives. We can understand what it might mean to say Jesus was a prophet. But just like the disciples, when we start saying Jesus is the Son of God, now we've gone beyond our comfort zone. Now we've gone beyond what we understand about the world. The Son of God does not fit into our understanding of the world. But when we say that that is true, When we say that Jesus is not just a teacher or a prophet, it calls us into something much more amazing than just simply ordering our lives according to the teachings of a wise man. Because if we say and believe Jesus is the Son of God, then it means that when Jesus shows us that there is enough for everyone, even if it doesn't look like it, we have to live as though that were true. We have to live our whole lives as though there were no limits to what we are capable of giving and sharing and accomplishing. When we say that all, when we say that Jesus is the Son of God, and then we say that all who came to him were healed, then we have to believe that healing is possible for everyone. We don't have to sit here and debate how should we divvy up our resources so that the right people get healed. We have to believe that it is possible for all who are sick to receive healing according to God's will. We have to believe if Jesus is the Son of God, that we don't have to settle for a world where injustice is common, where things are damaged by bigotry, by prejudice, by the kinds of prejudices that we don't even know that we carry. We cannot accept that that is just the way the world is. We have to believe in a world that can truly and utterly bring justice and righteousness, in which all people get gathered together into one body. All nations joined equally, rejoicing in the power of God. We have to believe in a world where justice and righteousness is possible. And when we live that way, sometimes it turns out that it's true. When Nancy came to me this spring with information about the community garden, she said, "I have a good idea. Let's take a plot and let's grow food for the Elliott meal." I will admit, I had doubts. Because you see, all 17 of us gathered today in the summer, I knew this was what St. Mark's is like in the summer. There aren't that many of us around. People are traveling and coming and going. We have summer places and we're so busy. And I was afraid that we would plant this beautiful garden, which would wither and die and break Nancy's heart. But I have this policy, because it turns out I very rarely know what the Holy Spirit is doing. I have this policy that unless I can come up with a really good reason to say, no, don't do that, that I always say, yes, let's give it a try. Because the Holy Spirit moves in ways that I don't expect, and when I say yes, amazing things happen. Nancy delivered 25 pounds of squash and basil and some other things to the food pantry this week. We have volunteers, including some from the community garden, who are going to come and make vegetable lasagna for the Elliott meal in August. And that's just the beginning. Every day the garden's gotten watered, people have checked in, things have gotten picked. I don't know how it's happening, but it's amazing.
I know.
And Nancy knows, because she knew that God's abundance is real. She knew that Jesus is the Son of God. And that when we believe the Son of God says there's enough for everyone, there will be. And she acted on that faith and that surety. And there's enough. There's abundance. I don't know what else God has in store for us. But if we live into that promise, if we understand about the loaves, then there is no telling what God can do with us. The disciples were astounded and afraid because they hadn't understood about the loaves. But we have the blessing of their testimony. We do understand about the loaves, And we do know what it means to say Jesus is the Son of God. May we be drawn into that abundant life where there is enough for everyone to eat, where the sick are healed, and where there is justice for everyone. Amen.